This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio live and in living color at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz here in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across the America on the Genesis Communications Network. Special shout out to AM 710 KNUS in Denver, Colorado, and to our other Salem Media Group affiliates and leading independent radio stations across the country. Thank you very much for joining us on the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Network. And we are also listening to us around the world on the Westwood One XDS satellite. And a special shout out to our military men and women who are listening to us all around the world, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America. To all those people that are working on the Third Watch tonight, we are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night, and we thank you very much for tuning in. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Become a friend there. Get on the messenger. Send us messages back and forth, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's the morning after the day before.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And everybody was happy because Valentine's Day, all the Valentines got to be treated happy, right?
Oh, I hope so, yes.
All right, very good. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, this great country of ours, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, there's all kinds of comments coming out about the budget deal and the fact that the Senate passed it, the House passed it, it now goes to the President for his signature. He is going to sign it, and we understand that when he signs the budget bill, which didn't give him everything he wanted, but it's a win is a win is a win. No matter how you do it, a win is a win. So, to the President, I say this. Take the deal. Rather than quarreling about whether or not this is a win or not, he should use it as a stepping stone on the path to victory and re-election in 2020 and showing America how bad these Democrats are with what's in there, because he's also going to declare a state of emergency. You and I called this about maybe 2-3 weeks ago, maybe even a month ago for all I know. We've been talking about it for a long time. People told us we were nuts in some cases. They did me anyway. Don't know about you. But he's going to declare a state of emergency and come up with at least another $8 million for the wall, which is more than what he wanted to begin with.
Well, that's right, Captain. The President's going to come out with $8 billion and probably more than that when all is said and done if he declares the national emergency, as we understand that he's going to do. And then, of course, there are going to be the challenges to it. But what the President is doing, Captain, of course, is he is taking the deal. There's a lot of, remember the President talked about the landmines. Well, those landmines, we're starting to find them. And the reason why it wasn't known beforehand is because the senators and the representatives didn't have 72 hours to review the text. So we are going to find out a few of these things that Democrats have tucked into this bill which are not going to be very palatable, I think. In fact, you have some conservatives calling for the president not to sign the bill. But as you're talking about in your introduction, Captain, the president has got to get things moving forward. And I think strategically, he is going to say to himself, this is the deal I can get. I don't want to shut down the government again. I truly don't think he wants to do that. But he wants to get that wall or the barrier, whatever it's called, underway. There are going to be some legal challenges out the gate, but there are ways that...
From both sides of the issue, both sides.
Well, of course, that's exactly right. And so the president obviously is looking for this to be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. He can even go in and have some kind of declarative relief, if I recall correctly, and try to preempt some of these challenges.
Well, one of the challenges is going to be, one of the things that you and I talked about during the break, before we came on the air, was that the Democrats have got a provision in there that if a child comes accompanied by an adult, they cannot be deported. They have to be kept with the adult. However, it doesn't say anything about proving whether or not the adult's the mother or the father or not. And herein's going to be the problem, because if they can't prove that they're a mother or a father, then guess what? You're going to have to separate them, because everybody that wants to get into this country is going to try to play that game, grab a kid, come in and say, well, that's my niece, that's my nephew, that's my son, that's my daughter. And no. It's not going to work that way.
No, it's really not. And I think, though, as well, Captain, as we get deeper into this, the American people are going to see that there are some unscrupulous people who will do things like that, who will try to exploit a child in that way to get across the border and to try to come in under this kind of a provision. And so it's going to once again peel back a layer that will show the American people exactly the kind of thing that we're dealing with. And again, American people want legal immigration. They want people to come to this country and join in, become Americans, share our values, fight for our way of life, that kind of thing. And all that's good, but this is going to get a lot uglier before it gets better, and the Democrats are literally going to suffer for it, I think, at the polls.
And again, to the president, I say this. Take the deal and build up on it. It's a positive, and I like positives rather than negatives, and you're not shutting down the government.
Well, exactly right. One notable thing, though, too, Captain, is that, of course, this was 83-16 in the Senate.
Right.
It was 300-128 in the House.
I thought it was 350-something.
Yes, but it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. And one of the new representatives in Congress, a Democrat, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she evidently voted no on it because, get this, it funds ICE.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Well, I can. And and again, they're going, these people, even though they got big mouths and they got people going, well, this is the future of the party. If it's the future of the party, God help us all. All right. Hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back. And oh, by the way, did you know Andrew McCabe shot his mouth off yesterday? Some stuff coming out about his book and some things in there. If they're true, Andrew McCabe could wind up in jail. I'll tell you all about it with Kyle when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hola, soy Ivette Payares from Radio Luz 760, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's my little buddy Yvette, and all those of you in the Tampa Bay area get the treat and the delight of listening to her. In about 4 hours, roughly, on Radio Luz 760 here, one of the Salem Cluster stations. That's our Spanish-speaking religious station. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, you can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. All you got to do is contact DR Mold Solutions, and they'll get rid of that mold that's in your home or your office, because mold can make you sick. It can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory diseases, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more stuff, and you don't want it. So don't put your family or your office people at risk. Get it taken care of today. Call DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. That's 727-692-9622, and tell them the captain sent you to save some more money. DR Mold Solutions, where they kill mold, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we should point out that in the grand scheme of things, we've got this DACA situation that's still looming out there that the Democrats chose to leave behind, if you will. And our former governor and current junior senator out of Florida, Rick Scott, is calling for a DACA fix. and he's talking about making a pathway for them to stay here, even if it means putting them at the end of the longest line to remain here in the United States. And I don't have any problem with that, and neither do the people that I've talked to that are here in the line. They say they just don't want anybody ahead of them. So if that's what it takes, fine, go for it. You got to fix. And guess what? Maybe it's about time.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, if I was a DACA recipient or I was one of the DACA kids, as it were, you know, I would be asking the question, why didn't the Democrats go to bat for me? But, you know, at that point, why wouldn't they have done that when they had, they literally had it in their laps? This was going to, you know, Trump would have agreed to virtually anything that the Democrats would have proposed on DACA if they would have funded the border barrier. And so to see that all this talk about we got to do this for DACA and we're for the DACA kids and all this stuff, it's all just a bunch of hooey because their hatred for Donald Trump evidently just, no pun intended, trumps everything, basically. So if President Trump, and I think he actually wants to do something on DACA, if
sure.
President Trump were to follow Senator Scott's lead on this and the debate goes on and we see where this goes, President Trump has another opportunity to do something very, very good. And, you know, I think he would sway a lot of people if he did something like that.
Yep, and we'll find out soon enough. Now, the other thing that's going on is that Andrew McCabe, former, let's see, what was he, FBI, what, deputy assistant?
Right, deputy, yeah.
All right, well, he has come out and said a lot of things pertaining to what's in his book, and he really upset the apple cart yesterday to the point to where Lindsey Graham said, okay, I believe we need to have some answers. We need to get Mr. McCabe in here and find out what the DOJ was up to, because it sounds like as if the DOJ and the FBI were in the middle of a full-scale coup to overthrow the presidency of the United States and bring in members of the cabinet and other things, which never quite got that far, but it did get far enough to where it brought our deputy attorney general in to the mix, to be correct.
Well, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, the word coup that you just mentioned, that's a very powerful word.
Well, I think that's what it was.
Well, exactly. I was going to say it's an apt word to use, because when you have people sitting around apparently conspiring, you know, if you and I sat at Starbucks and were trying to conspire about how to overthrow the government or something, that's a very serious thing. You know, that's huge. And people go to jail for that kind of stuff. And so for these high-ranking officials who have the means and the opportunity and all this kind of stuff to take into their own hands, you know, the determination of who is going to run our government, that's a very, very dark day in America, I think.
Yeah, and that's not treason now. They were conspiring to do something. What the something was, we don't know the full intent of, but obviously it was to get the cabinet together, part of it anyway, and have them convene and then talk about this Article 25 to replace the president with the vice president, Mike Pence, which, by the way, it never got that far.
No, it never got that far. The 25th Amendment, of course, is if the president is incapacitated or if the president is somehow found to be unfit for some reason to be able to discharge the duties of the office. I think that they would have had a very hard time trying to, you know, what would the basis be? Well, he tweets a lot and he says a lot of irritating things to people and this kind of stuff. Therefore, you know, he can't be our president. Well, I think if you take a look at all the different presidents, modern presidents and going way back into history even, you'll find that presidents are pretty unique individuals and they have their own kind of quirks. And maybe 50 years from now, they'll look at Trump as being and look at his quirks and say, well, this is the way he was when he was in office, like LBJ or like whoever, you know, this kind of stuff. But they were trying to really, you know, come up with something that seemed to be very, very bad.
Now, I realize he's not here to defend himself anymore, but Senator John McCain apparently was in the middle of lies about this Russian probe that was going on. So we heard yesterday from Congressman Chris Stewart. And also, the deal with Rosenstein to wear a wire.
Right.
apparently that came a lot closer than what we're being told.
Well, right. Well, I think the DOJ is saying that that's not what happened. Obviously, that's what they're saying. But this is coming again from McCabe, as if I recall correctly, that Rosenstein, that there was this serious discussion about him wearing a wire to go in and talk to the president, thereby try to gather some evidence and this kind of thing. And again, it's interesting to see that the very people who are supposed to be protecting our way of life, protecting our rights at these levels of the legal system in our country, were actually looking to their, in many ways, to their own political agenda, and that's very, very scary.
Now, there's some fire coming from the Democrats, namely Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio, against the lovely darling AOC for running her mouth about Amazon, because Amazon said, okay, we got all these people don't want us there, so guess what? We're not going to New York. We're going to take our $3.5 billion and our 10,000 jobs or whatever it amounts to, and we're going to go somewhere else. And the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, is very upset over it, pointing the finger squarely at Ocasio-Cortez. Mayor de Blasio didn't quite go as far, but without mentioning her by name, he said that people should have kept their mouth shut.
Well, this is, you know, there are people on some are on different sides of the fence on this, but generally speaking, there are some 25,000 jobs in the offing for New York City if Amazon would have put their headquarters two or their HQ two there, as it's called. And it's quite interesting to me too, Captain, that here you have Governor Cuomo, who's now been burned by Ocasio-Cortez and the resistance of whatever it is that she's going against. And The resistance, exactly. But it kind of reminds me, because, you know, all this resistance against Trump and all this kind of stuff from the Democrats generally, well, it reminds me of that movie Die Hard when Bruce Willis said, "Welcome to the party, pal." That's exactly what we can say to the governor. But this is what it's like when you've got, when you have all this sort of emotional argument and all this kind of stuff, and then she really did a number on New York City, that's for sure.
Well, this is amazing that the progressives, and in particular the communists, the Democratic Socialist, which is another word for communist, single-handedly drove business right out of New York City at a time when they've got people leaving, they got businesses leaving, their tax rolls are going down. They cannot afford to lose a $3.5 billion amount of money coming in their door, and they just lost it.
Well, exactly. And you mentioned the word communist. I mean, this, you know, if all you got to do is take a look at Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal, and it reads like a communist takeover of the country. And so we're now really seeing, not only with her, but with the representative from Minnesota, for example, Omar, we're seeing sort of these true colors, as it were, of what these representatives really think.
Well, Amazon
really
is
want to do.
Amazon is headed to Washington, D.C. That's my understanding now, correct?
They're in New Virginia, I think, yeah.
All right, because the housing in Washington, D.C. just kind of dried up a little bit.
Yeah.
But all the people that are going there to go to work that said, nope, we need a, you know, they're doing whatever. But hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with a lot more. We've still got a lot more stuff to talk about with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate has passed a spending bill which will avert another partial government shutdown. As far as if President Trump will sign the bill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies. 13 of those were declared by former President Barack Obama. Amazon has decided to cancel their deal with New York City, which would have brought 25,000 jobs to the area. Queens Councilman Jimmy Van Brammer says he's proud Amazon will not be coming to his city.
Amazon chose to walk away rather than fight for what it believed in, because what they believe in is fighting the rights of working people, the rights of men and women to organize.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, welcome back. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo. All right, we're back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, we got a question. You ready?
I'm ready.
This comes from one of our listeners, Johanna. How is permitting these illegal aliens to stay here to have a Social Security number and a work permit and in our state, in-state tuition, putting them at the back of the line while others doing it legally? The screen just went dark on me. But anyway, the point is that how does this help out? Well, let me start. I'll start it out, and then you go from there. It takes the issue off the table for the next election by at least doing something about it. And you take these people, you put them at the end of the longest line, you catalog them, you get the ones in here so that you know who's here. Because right now we don't know who's here, right?
Well, exactly.
You catalog them. You give them an opportunity to come out of the shadows. You catalog them, and you put them at the end of the longest line. And the ones that you want to keep here, you keep. The ones that you don't, you send them out.
Well, exactly right. And especially when it comes to the DACA kids, These are individuals.
And we're not talking about the parents. We're talking about the kids.
Talking about the DACA kids.
That's right.
Who, generally speaking, were would have been brought here as minor children with no choice of their own, but yet have grown up and assimilated into our society in the United States and call this this country home for all the right reasons because this is where they grew up. But right, and giving them a chance. So President Trump, I think, has wanted to do something like this. But the Democrats, because they wanted this to be an election issue in the midterm elections, they didn't do a thing. And yet they are the ones who are somehow the champions of the DACA kids. Give me a break.
And this is called political gamesmanship. You take the issue off the table and take another point of discussion away from the other side to where they can't use it against you. Even though some people are going to go, well, gee, they're giving them this, they're giving them that. Hey, take a look at the big picture. Understand what's going on. It's not about throwing the football 10 yards down the street. It's about throwing the football 50 yards down the street.
Well, exactly. And so,
boy, there's an analogy.
I like it. Yeah, if there's a way to really move the needle, basically, that would be, number one, good for the people, and then second of all, it would absolutely devastate the Democrats and their feigning of their constant, saying that, well, we care about this and we care about that, when in reality they want to get more power.
Right.
They're happy.
And in case you're just joining us, folks, the big headline of the night is, of course, the president is going to sign a spending bill passed by both the Senate and the House and declare a national emergency at the same time to come up with an additional $8 billion on top of the $1.375 billion that he's getting in the spending bill, correct?
Exactly right, yeah.
Now, we've had this situation been brewing all week long in Chicago where the Chicago detectives have been questioning the validity of this attack, this racial attack, so it was deemed or whatever, a hate crime, against the actor Jussie Smollett. Now they believe, and this is what the police are saying, now they believe he made up the attack, and the reason he made up the attack and staged it was because he was about to be written out of the television show that he was on, and this was a ploy to get some more publicity to maybe get him another part or get him to stay on the show a little bit longer because of what happened.
Well, that would be a very sad thing, obviously, kind of a pathetic kind of a thing, but you're right, Captain. The police are looking at this, and ABC7 in Chicago is talking about that. Chicago police have confirmed yesterday on Thursday that detectives are talking to two persons of interest connected to this attack.
They believe they helped to stage it.
Right, exactly. So now all this, swirls around the phone records that were handed over, but they were heavily redacted. As I recall, he was talking with his manager on the phone at the time, and I always thought this sounded a little strange when this story first broke, because the manager was asked, well, essentially you're going to give your phone over to the police, and he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I thought that was a little strange because,
well, yeah.
Obviously, yeah, because here your friend and your client has evidently been attacked. And honestly, I think some people recoil at those kinds of things because nobody wants somebody to be attacked.
No, and if you want to validate it and take any doubt or any question away from it, you turn the damn phone over so they can hear it. Well, what was he having, doing a sex call or something in the middle? I mean, there's some reason he doesn't want to call. Maybe they were talking about how they were going to plot this. I don't know.
Well, one of the statements I heard was that they didn't want the police to have access to all of the contacts or something like that. So, and I'm sure that through lawyers that could be worked out for privacy or these kinds of things. It's a celebrity and there are things that go along with that. But generally speaking, everything, if a friend of mine was attacked and I heard them on the phone, I would do everything I could in order to try to make sure that the police had every single bit of information. And now they've been looking for surveillance footage in this as well. They find a gap in some of the surveillance footage that they've been able to cobble together, and that may be the time when this alleged attack may have what is supposed to have occurred. So this is going to get a lot more interesting very quickly, I think.
Now, the other thing that's going on right now is Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has come out and said that the U.S. is aiming to go as far down the road as they can with North Korea with the upcoming summit at the end of the month in Hanoi in Vietnam. And I get that. We have come way too far to just drop it and say, well, he's not cooperating. We're not going to do anything. No, we gotta force the bubble a little bit and see what happens.
Well, exactly right. And I think there's a couple of different things going on here. I think that especially Kim Jong-un has to be able to go back to the people in the higher echelons in North Korea and be able to say, I'm getting a lot of strength from President Trump on how we're going to fix this and get through this and save face and do all that kind of stuff. And at the same time, Captain, you've got the trade issues going on between the U.S. and China, and President Trump will likely meet with President Xi very soon, perhaps even at Mar-a-Lago, from what I've heard, and that will also be a major component of how the North Korea issue is fixed, because China is going to have to more or less sign off on it to some degree. As we know, Kim Jong-un has traveled to Beijing a couple of different times in recent times to meet with President Xi.
Now, I'm going to take a step backwards because I got a listener asking me a question about the budget deal and all that stuff. They said, Captain, and this is coming from James, and James is in Colorado. He says, I'm traveling in the Denver area. I'm currently stopped at a truck stop on the west side of Denver. Heard you talking about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. We're going to challenge the president's plan to declare a state of emergency. I understand that Chuck Schumer made a comment that he said it was a lawless act. I understood that Nancy Pelosi is threatening whether or not he has the authority to even declare a state of emergency. Well, Barack Obama did it, and it's been done 37 times before, starting with George W. Bush up to the present time. There is authority to do it, and he can do it. And if they want to challenge him, well, so be it. But it's going to get fast-tracked to the Supreme Court. We all know that.
Well, it certainly will, Captain, and there's this little thing called the National Emergencies Act of 1976.
That's right.
And this gives the president amazing power if he declares an emergency. It's also, it doesn't really define what an emergency really is.
That's right.
And there aren't any major restrictions per se. Now, and there was a Supreme Court decision in 1983.
Yep. Upholding the president's authority.
Exactly. Now, now Congress would have to meet every 6 months and essentially give their blessing on this, but that also, though, would just be like trying to pass a law, which could also be vetoed by the president as well. So Schumer and Pelosi don't have a huge legal basis to stand on. Yes, it will get challenged because they'll go judge shopping, but I think the Supreme Court will uphold the president's authority, and especially the president's authority given to him by Congress in a statute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in a good move yesterday, William Barr was confirmed by the United States Senate. He will now be the next Attorney General, probably sworn in today.
That's exactly right. That's right. He raced through the committee, and now he's been confirmed. Absolutely.
And we'll see where that goes, because people are expecting him to hit the ground running. And some people are saying, well, now we're going to open up an investigation against Hillary. Well, maybe we are, maybe we're not. But if we do, we do. And if we don't, we don't. But we certainly need to keep our own house in order right now and clean up some of the messes that we've got that are out there with these committees running wild, including the Democrats hiring all these people, these anti-Trump attorneys, to go after the president when the Senate already said that there is no collusion, there is nothing there, and the House is in there just wasting money playing politics.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend show. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he's just a wealth of information. We love having him on the program, and we love getting the good comments about it, too. All right, I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and that storm has broken out into the Midwest now. And we'll let you know where it's at and what you're going to see over the weekend.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch.
God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just watch old Bandit run.
All right, and it's Jerry Reed. He's up there riding around with Fred in the old front seat and probably got Smokey up front with Frog and who knows what else is going on up there riding around in that big old cloud. Okie dokie. Well, this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the great folks and the great people that we have at Moss Family Automotive. And let's not forget that because of them and because of You Serve, You Save, they're selling cars to people all around the country, including trucks. I had a gentleman show up the other day. Bought a Moss Nissan Titan and a Moss Nissan Armada. He went a twofer. Got a whale of a deal and left very happy. Bought something for his business and something for his family. Now, rain and higher elevation snow is expected mostly for the Pacific Northwest, where in the past 7 days they've had as much as 7 foot of snow in some of those mountain passes. Now, Northern California and the Sierra Nevada into Saturday, this will continue. There is a winter storm warning. We'll tell you where that is here in a minute. Out there again in the Sierra Nevadas. And a front will produce moisture for a band of snow from Montana to Missouri and a wintry mix from southern Illinois into the middle Atlantic states. Now, let's start with California because another system has come ashore. So, southern Oregon, I-5 down to Redding, in the mountainous areas, you have another winter storm warning. That winter storm warning continues over towards Reno and south of Reno, down the Sierra Nevadas to the San Bernardino Mountains, where it's currently snowing, and general snow of blanketing of snow in other portions of northwestern Nevada and southwestern Oregon. Now, you're going to have rain in the central part of California tonight, so that's a little bit of a change. In the meantime, in Arizona, right now, including north of Phoenix, as you climb up towards Flagstaff, you've got a mixture of rain, changes to sleet, freezing rain, a little bit of snow in the mix. The higher elevations east of Tucson, same thing going on with some snow. Now, let's start with Seattle, because Seattle, to the east of Seattle, you've got snow flurries going out all the way I-90 across through Coeur d'Alene into Montana. Now, the winter storm warning that would be in effect tonight would be in the southwestern corner of Montana, the northeastern corner of Idaho, and Wyoming, the entire western part of Wyoming, is under a winter storm warning tonight, with snow all the way as far as, Laramie, Wyoming. So there you go. Now, we've got snow again tonight in Utah. We've got snow again tonight, Colorado, and you folks in Denver, you're getting some flurries there right now. But up over the Rock to the west, going up over 70, going on over towards Grand Junction, you've got a winter storm warning upstairs. You will have to hang iron up on top, so be advised of that. And all the mountain passes to the west of I-25, you do have a winter storm warning up tonight in Colorado. Northern New Mexico coming up 25, winter storm warning there. And then the snow that comes across the U.S. tonight blankets pretty much most of Montana, northeastern part of Wyoming, most of Nebraska is included in snow tonight, most of Kansas included in snow, the I-40 section east of El Reno in Oklahoma, all the way to the Missouri line, the northern Arkansas line. You've got snow flurries tonight, snow flurries in the southern part of Illinois, snow flurries in the western part of Kentucky, southern part of Indiana, and that is moving to the east and spreading to the north and to the east as it continues to move. So far, it's snow flurries, not a major snowstorm, but just enough to create a bit of a problem for you. And then up along the lee shore of Lake Ontario and in between Lake Superior and Lake Michigan, the lake effect snow machine, the wind blowing just right, you're getting snow there. Winter storm warning way up in northern Michigan, where one of our affiliates is at tonight, and you guys stay safe up there. The northeastern, let's see, the extreme northern part of Maine has got some snow flurries tonight as well. Now, that's your Highway and Byway Report there for the minute. Florida's looking good. The general south, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, little rain along the river, Tennessee, Virginia, Maryland looking good up that away tonight, up on 995 and whatnot. So there you go. Now, Moss Family Automotive, check them out, Moss Family Automotive. Four great locations to serve you. You serve, you save. Means just what it says. Tell them the captain sent you. Get an extra $500 off when I'm going up to Moss Nissan today in Newport Richey to shake the hand of another very happy customer who's come down from Georgia listening to us on one of our affiliates that took advantage of the You Serve, You Save, and they've saved $12,000 on a vehicle they're about to buy. Got a whale of a deal, so I'm going to go up and shake their hand around noontime. All right, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, go for it.
Hey, I think that Alexandria Ocasio Polar Vortex did a really good number on Amazon. I think Amazon was getting cold feet moving to Nassau County, New York. I don't think they like the business climate there.
Would you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, there you go.
It has nothing to do with subsidies. It has to do with your tax structure.
Yeah.
And I think this was an easy way for them to get out. And before they, there's a lot that Cuomo and the rest of them could do to land Amazon. And one thing that people got to look at, the high tech, what they call the fangs, whether it's Apple or Netflix or Facebook or Google or even Amazon. They're mature companies now. They've been around 10 or 15 years. You know, they're starting to stagger. They're plateauing. You know, we've got their technology. Everybody's got an iPhone. Everybody's got a computer. Everybody Googles. You know, they're starting to get a little stagnant. And you're starting to see that now in the stock market because now you can only tweak things a little bit, but that's about the extent of it. There's no new technology out there for a while. You know, we've went through that period. The era's over. We're used to it, but they're not going to be pulling in the same type of investment that they did in 05, 06, 07, 08, 10, 11, whatever.
All right, now tell me about the budget, because Kyle and I went to a great deal of energy to tell everybody that, you know, you got to take what's offered and then go just try to make it better. And I think the president just stuck it right to the Dems.
Well, the way I see it, which one I didn't know until today, that what he was talking about, landmines, the Senate Republicans must have been spoon-feeding him what the Democrats were putting in. For instance, part of it, they were giving him the money, but at the same time, they weren't giving him the money.
I know.
Because you couldn't put the fence on the Rio Grande.
Which you don't want to anyway, because you got water. You want to move it, and I don't have a problem with that. They're going to put stuff in the water, but go ahead.
Well, okay, you're going to have to coordinate and get the okay from local officials.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
It's not a problem. That's unconstitutional. Federal law supersedes local state law.
Right, but the state wants the stuff there, so it's not a problem. So keep going.
Okay.
We're talking Texas on that one, too, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah, but Arizona, too.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. I just feel like that those two things alone were big enough landmines. We're going to give you the money. You can spend it, but you can't actually build. This is all unconstitutional. Like I said, local government is not going to supersede the federal government when it comes to this. This is a federal government project, a federal government problem. And that's how you're going to have to it's going to be a while before you see anything done. Because he's now to say this, fast track it to the Supreme Court. I can't remember a president that had so many things fast track to the Supreme Court. I mean, he's got like five or six more still waiting to be heard by the Supreme Court on fast track. That they're going to file it. What he needs to coordinate with somebody to bring it, to file it in another district other than the 9th district out in California. Put it in the 7th or the 8th district.
Or the 5th.
Yeah, anybody. But get it out of there because
right.
They love playing games.
Well, here comes the music, Dan, so I got to let you go, and maybe we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Well, okay, we'll do. And you have a good evening.
All right, thanks, Dan. It's Dan the Man in Indiana. But again, you know, the states, when it comes to the Rio Grande and all that stuff, they want something there. So you may see some World War II type obstructions in the water to make it really tough for people to get in by trying to come across in some of those areas, which is what I was told. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.